Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Why? So that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dream. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering, and of course, Coach Adams is totally biased. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's programming. On today's broadcast, I, Coach Adams, will share with you around today's topic for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around the subject at hand. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, your questions, and your comments, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This will, of course, lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So don't be shy. We encourage you, at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. I want you to know that before we jump into today's topic, We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a fax, an email, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for you supporting us in expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to get your pens and your notepads and tablets ready. On today's installment of Motivational Monday, it's time to shape up and win. We're going to take another bird's eye look through our kaleidoscope of our Shape Up series. And today we're asking the question that's on the table is, harvest time? Harvest time. You know, so often you have individuals say, I'm waiting for, I'm anticipating, I'm looking for, I'm hopeful for a harvest. And there is absolutely nothing more frustrating than for you to be planting seeds in your vision, in your dreams, and this frustration of not feeling like the efforts that you're putting in the atmosphere are yielding what you desire. Let's face it. It's frustrating when you feel like you're putting things out there for your business, for your career, for your vision, for your dream, and you sense that you're not getting what you desire. The same is true for a farmer who plants a seed and is expecting a harvest. We expect that when we put that seed in the ground that we will yield results. From the time that energy is placed in putting that seed in the ground, there is an investment that has been made. The same is true with you as it relates to your vision, as it relates to your goals, as it relates to your dreams. You have a certain expectation, like a farmer, that you will reap a good harvest. And so we're going to talk about this harvest time, as one would say. But I think it's important for us to understand that everything, absolutely everything that you sow today, it will reap a harvest in the future. This is what's so, jarring, as one would say, that you will only get out of life, you will only get from your harvest what you put into it. That is really thought-provoking. As Coach Adams gets a little tongue-tied today, because I'm so excited about this subject and bringing greater clarity to each and every one of us. I was having a one-on-one conversation with a member of my winner's circle, and the subject of sowing and reaping came up. And what I love is that this individual said, wow, Coach Adams, this is so rich because the layers of what you're sharing with me, so often we don't think about it in that way. And so I wanted to bring greater clarity to our global listening audience because I felt like, wow, this is a subject that we can all benefit from. This is a subject that we need to hear more around because so often many of us are feeling frustrated because we feel like, wow, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but yet I'm not getting anything back. And so I want to present a question to you. I have a question I want you to really think about. Are your habits sowing seeds for a profit or weed? Are your habits sowing seeds for a profit, which means a blessing, or for weed? When we understand what a weed is a valueless plant. that grows, and this valueless plant grows in the wild oftentimes. This is the interesting thing about a weed. A weed is growing on cultivated ground of a desired crop, yet it in and of itself is undesirable or it's troublesome. So this weed tends to grow where it's not welcome, it's not desired, but yet in some way it starts to sprout a harvest. And I want us to understand that the seeds that we plant become a harvest nevertheless. And so if you are planting faithful seeds, then you will reap a harvest of whatever you have sown. If your seeds that you're sowing are seeds of procrastination, eat seeds of laziness, ouch, seeds that are considered weeds that are manifesting, you have to step back and look at, what are my habits? Because your habits are those seeds that will either yield a profit or a weed. And a habit is this acquired mode of behavior. And so if I am one that is constantly procrastinating, guess what? I am going to reap a harvest. The yield will be, the end result will be that of what I have sown, and that is procrastination. I'm really learning on my journey that what matters the most is, are we being faithful on our journey? Because the harvest will come at various times. And this is what's so key that I was sharing with one of my Winner Circle members today, that we don't have control over, the farmer doesn't have control over when that seed is placed in the ground, when it will bring forth the harvest. The expectation is that there will be a yield of a harvest, absolutely. But the farmer doesn't exactly know when. The farmer is hopeful that they planted a good seed in good soil that has been cultivated and prepared. They put the seed in, and they're anticipating and expecting a harvest. So if we are planting seed in good ground that has been cultivated, because remember, that weed that is valueless, this valueless plant, it will grow. It grows in this cultivated ground that is desirable. And so you may be saying, Coach Adams, wait a minute, you are confusing me. What I want you to understand is, as we look at these various areas, we have to know what season we are in. Sometimes we are primed for a harvest, but our habits do not position us for the blessing. Our habits, because they are negative, defeating bad habits, our habits position us for weeds. So you can be in that prime location to receive a harvest, but because of your procrastination, you can miss it. You can move too slow. So we have to first understand and know, what season are we in? Because life is about seasons. And you've heard Coach Adams say this on more than one occasion, that there is a season for everything. There's a season for sowing. There is a season for reaping. And it is truly important to know and to understand and to receive affect what season you're in. Why is this important? It's important so that if you're just now planting the seeds, then you're not expecting a harvest tomorrow and get disappointed and be frustrated. But if you have consistently been faithful with planting the seeds and you have been doing your due diligence to water the seeds that have been planted, making sure that you give it the time that it needs to establish roots. Because can you imagine, if you will, a farmer plants a seed today, Monday. He goes back on Wednesday. He pulls the seed out, and he looks at the seed trying to see what happened. This is what was so powerful concerning what I was sharing with the member of my winner's circle earlier today. I shared with them that this harvest process happens from the inside out. I can't see what's going on the inside, but yet that manifestation happens from the inside out. The farmer takes that seed and he plants that seed in the ground. That's the inside. And that seed begins to establish roots and break up, and all of these various things start to happen with that seed on the inside, assuming you didn't go back to try and pluck it up. If it's plucked up, you've now broken the process. And so when that seed is planted, you, the farmer, cannot see all of what's happening underground. He doesn't know. He just knows that there is this expectation of a harvest. So once your seeds are sown, you must understand that it takes time for your crop to develop. You can't plant it, take it out, plant it, take it out. You can't plant it and expect that you're going to be able to reap the harvest from Monday to Wednesday. The same is true as it relates to your vision, your goals. You can't plant a seed today and expect that you're going to cast your net and all of a sudden you have all of these fish. Now, it's wonderful if you can do one thing and get something back, but more often than not, it is a process. Our success has a process. The journey to success is a process that must be cultivated, that is established through good habits that align you for sowing seeds that are profitable versus weeds. And so I want you to understand that just like the farmer, there are things that you must continue to do in order for you to be in position for that crop to be at a place of readiness. You see, that hard outer shell of that seed, once it's planted in the ground, okay, first of all, the seed has to be planted in the ground. It's covered up. It's planted in soil that has been cultivated, that has been made ready for it and to receive it. So this seed is planted in the ground, this hard outer shell is planted in the ground, and once it's planted in this ground that has been cultivated, that seed now begins to break up. It breaks open. And after it breaks open, then the roots start to establish and are developed. And now it starts to grow, but it has to be nourished. And that nourishment is, it has to be watered, the appropriate water throughout the time of its development and growing process. And then the roots have to now, you know, begin to establish and they start to grow deep. And all of this is happening. This is all a part of that process for the harvest. So one, you have to know, where are you in this season of harvest, sowing and reaping? If you just planted the seed, then you have to give time for that seed to break open, for the roots to be established, for it to begin to grow, and you have to nourish it before you see the harvest. You have to understand, so that's number one, know what season you are in. If you're just tuning into Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you with Coach Adams, I want to welcome you. We are talking about harvest time. Explanation mark, dot, question mark, dot, dot, dot. Where are we? And we have to understand what season we are in, because whatever I sow, I will in turn reap. So when I'm clear and I know what season I'm in this process, I must plant according to the harvest that I desire to reap. As we spoke earlier, you cannot plant procrastination and expect to reap diligence. You cannot plant laziness and reap a benefit other than laziness. And so when you plant according to the harvest that you desire, when you're faithful, you can anticipate that your harvest will yield that of faithfulness. So before you start planting, you need to ask yourself and you need to know exactly what type of harvest am I looking for? What type of harvest do I want to reap? I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, that is so elementary, simple, easy, breezy. Nobody says I want to plant procrastination and then I'm going to get that. It just happened because of the bad habit. And you're exactly right. And I'm saying step back. Before you get into the journey, you need to ask yourself this question. What type of harvest do I want to yield? Whatever that looks like for you, because now that brings a greater level of consciousness. You better believe before that farmer puts that seed in the ground, he knows if he planted an apple seed that he will get an apple tree. He's not surprised by what he is planting. So we have to plant according to the harvest that we desire. If you want a great harvest, then you have to sow greatly. If you want an okay harvest, then go ahead, plant. Based on just wanting an okay harvest. I know it sounds very elementary, but sometimes we have to be reminded that whatever I sow, I will reap. And if you're sowing habits that are seeds that will be profitable, you will get blessing. If your habits are sowing seeds, to the contrary, you will get weeds. So the question is, what do you desire to yield, blessings or weeds? You know, you've often heard Coach Adams share and talk about whatever we give our attention to, lend our members to, whatever our focus is, that spirit will come and live in us. We will manifest that out. And I really learned this to a whole different degree from my mentors. And so I recognize that, and I remember seeing this quote some time ago, never apologize, or something to the effect of, don't apologize for your grind. And simply put, whatever you are putting in, you're grinding based on what you want out. You're planting according to the harvest that you desire to yield. Because once you know what you desire, you're going to engage. Your activities will be in alignment with. You're going to sacrifice other areas based on that. Because of being clear on the harvest that you desire to yield. And so I want you to know that personally and professionally, this is so key. This process, this law of sowing and reaping is universal. It doesn't matter what your belief system is. It doesn't matter, none of it. The law of sowing and reaping is universal. You get what based on what you sow. Everything you sow will yield a harvest. You will reap a harvest based on whatever it is you sow. So you only get out of this journey what you put into it. And that's why I love that quote about don't apologize for your grind. Because if you're working hard for your vision, good for you. Kudos for you. If you're fighting to reach your goals and achieve your dreams, good for you. You better believe that Oprah Winfrey didn't apologize for her grind. You better believe that Bill Gates didn't apologize for his grind. Steve Jobs, whoever you want to attach that to, they didn't apologize for the long hours and the sacrifices and all of this. They were focused on knowing that they were planting according to the harvest that they desired. And they wanted a great harvest, so they knew that there had to be great sacrifice. Just like I want you to understand this process as we're talking about planting according to what you desire to harvest. Because a cucumber seed will not yield an apple tree. You won't achieve what you desire to achieve personally or professionally if you're not linked up with the same people. If you never connect with individuals outside of you, you're not going to see a harvest. You've got to get in the trenches. You've got to be willing to stretch out of your comfort zone. You've got to be willing to do some things that others won't even take on, that will be too afraid to do. You've got to take a risk. You have to experience life, not just exist. And when you're experiencing life, you're taking risks, there's a vibrancy. You may not always get it right, but you're willing to stretch out of your comfort zone and step out and try new things. If you miss it, that's okay. You'll get it the next time. We will always fall down. One of the greatest lessons that I've learned is that in order to succeed only once, we have to just have the willingness to fail often, that willingness to fail often. Again, another great nugget from my mentors, that willingness to fail often. It doesn't say that you're just looking to fail, but you're open to however it happens. If I have a win, if I fail, I dust myself off, I get back up, and I get back in the race. That horse bucks you off. You don't just quit and say, I'll never get on a horse again. If you fall in the midst of the race, you don't just fall down and say, I'll never run again. You get back up. You dust yourself off, and you stay in the race. You continue the journey. So in addition to, as we're talking today, here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, Harvest Time, ? So I'm asking the question, is it harvest time? Are you excited? Woo, it's harvest time. We've established that you must know what season you are in. Understanding that, when that seed is planted, that hard shell of that seed has to first be broken. It then has to grow deeper. The roots have to begin to establish and grow. There's a cultivation that happens, a nurturing that happens in order for there to be this development of the harvest. We must identify that I must be clear. When I'm planting, I plant according to the harvest that I desire, whatever that looks like for you. It may be different for Coach Adams than it is for you, and vice versa. But we have to be clear. You must see it on the inside and be clear. You know, I often reference the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, because one of the 7 habits is begin with the end in mind. That's what we're talking about here when we're talking about plant according to your desired harvest, that you're beginning with this end in mind. What is the end? You need to know what the end in mind is. If you don't know, then you're not going to be clear and deliberate and intentional. Your trajectory of life is going to be all over the place. There is no clear target. If you don't know what that desired outcome is. So before we start the journey, we have to be clear. Am I planting an apple seed? If I'm planting an apple seed, I want an apple tree. I'm not planting a cucumber seed and expecting an apple tree. So we have to be clear. And in order for me to plant those seeds, you have to know, where do I need to go to be able to plant those seeds? One of the ways in which Coach Adams plants seeds into the lives of others is right here on Motivational Mondays each and every week, presented by Inspire Media for You. Because I know that if I continue to sow into your lives and you are empowered week after week, there's a different harvest that happens in your life. And so every week I'm here planting seeds of motivation so that you can be more equipped and empowered to fulfill your destiny. And on the journey, you're going to remember, Coach Adams gave me that nugget. I need to connect with her for one-on-one coaching. I need to go to her 4 hours of power workshop. You know, I love it. I love it. I had one of my Winner's Circle group members today. She said, you know, this is a part of my journey. That encouraged me. So I want you to know, whatever the end result is that you desire, we have to begin with the end in mind. So if we're talking about harvest time, we have to know what season we are in. We have to plant according to the harvest that we desire, understanding that everything that I plant today, everything that I sow, will reap a harvest. It will either yield blessings or weeds. As we stated, our habits, whatever we sow, are your habits sowing seeds for profit, or are your habits sowing seeds for weeds? And so you have to be clear in understanding, are you sowing seeds of procrastination and expecting a profitable harvest? If you are, there's a disconnect. You're planting a cucumber seed and you're asking for an apple tree. It's not going to yield what you desire. So we have to stay mindful that our habits are sowing seeds for a profit as it relates to this journey of our goals being achieved and the manifestation of our dreams personally and professionally. My vision being manifested, I have to do something, I have to execute, I have to step out. And so we must know what season we are in. In our planting our seeds, we must be clear, what is my desired harvest? If my harvest is an apple tree, I have to plant an apple seed. I can't plant a cucumber seed and expect an apple tree. I have to be clear on what does this end result look like. Begin with the end in mind. You know, you can't be in a relationship and not see that the relationship is this person is potentially my mate. It won't go anywhere. You have to be able to see that. And so everything that you do, you're cultivating that, whatever the case may be. So I want you to know that in addition, it's important for us to sow multiple crops. So you can't just sow in one place. Why is this important? Because what if there's something that damages that one particular seed? So you have to, and many call it multiple streams of income. You have to have seeds planted in various areas if you want a harvest. You can't just have, as some would say, all your eggs in one basket. Because what if the bottom of that basket falls out? Then what? All of your eggs break. So you can't have all of your eggs in one basket. You have to sow multiple crops. And this is so key because many of us, we get caught up in one area. You know, I know for me, Coach Adams, and I often like to make the connection with the insight that I've gleaned on my journey. I know for me, when I really got that my full circle of empowerment was key in having various areas of touching, Motivational Mondays, every Monday, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, twice a year. At this time, it's twice a year. Eventually, the goal will be that 4 hours of power will go on tour, different cities, be offered more frequently, but right now, twice a year. In addition to that, having the winner's circle. These are all various areas where seeds are being sown, likened to having multiple crops. My consulting, another area of a crop. So I'm giving you these illustrations so that you can see where do I need to diversify? Where do I need to have multiple crops? Am I, again, putting all of my eggs in one basket? And my concern with that, and you've heard this term of multiple streams of income, that if you're putting all of your eggs in one basket, one little thing happens and it throws everything off if you're just counting on that one specific area. So I want you to begin to think about what other areas that connect with my vision, and it may unfold over time, but what areas connect with my vision? For example, all of what I've shared with you, and there's more that I can share, but it's not the right time. There's other things in the hopper, and you'll hear more about what's in the hopper, but I want you to know that all of those things connect, and they come back to, quote-unquote, this full circle of empowerment, and it's all under the umbrella of the Coach Adams brand. I share that with you, not a shameless plug, but to help you to see what I'm really saying as it relates to this area of sowing multiple seeds. Someone may hear something on Motivational Mondays, be introduced to Motivational Mondays, and that may lead them to a win shop. Someone may be at a win shop, and that may lead them to the winner's circle. But if they weren't there, they wouldn't have made that connection to this other outlet. So I want you to understand, what are those other outlets that you have? Because seeds are sown in various areas. What are your various areas? Because we don't know which seed is going to yield the harvest until we put it out there. So get your seeds in the atmosphere. Know first what season you are in. Are you just planting the seeds? If you're planting the seeds, remember that hard seed must grow in the ground, must break open, that it has to have the time it needs for its roots to grow deep before it will yield a harvest. It has to be cultivated and nurtured. When you put that seed in the ground, you need to know, what is the harvest that I'm expecting? I put an apple seed. I want an apple tree. I'm not putting a cucumber seed and expecting an apple. That I should plant in various areas, not just in one area. I'm not saying you plant different seeds everywhere. All of those seeds should connect. So if your specialty is you're an apple grower is not planting cucumbers over here and apples over here and oranges over here and pears over here. They're still planting apple seeds, but they're planting the apple seeds in different areas. So their yield is still the same around the same vision. I trust that you really get what I'm sharing with you today. So this diversification doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing this and you're doing that and it's so way off and people are like, well, what is your area of specialty? Don't be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. But look at, based on my area of mastery, based on what I'm passionate about, what other areas can I spring off into that connect with my passion that doesn't take me completely off? It's totally polar opposite, and people are like, okay, but wait a minute. I don't understand. How in the world does that actually connect? It doesn't make sense to me. And so when you're looking at that, sow multiple crops, protect your seed. When you put that seed in the ground, you have to protect that seed. You have to guard against that seed being under attack, against disease. So you have to nurture and take care of that cropping. So when you plant that seed, you cannot just leave it unattended. You have to protect it. And that is so crucial and key, because the biggest, you know, thing that a farmer has to deal with when his crops are growing is pestilence. He has to battle against pestilence. And so I want you to understand that the insects and the animals and the diseases and all of that, he has to battle against that. And so that is the biggest threat, but he can't just not tend to his crops. He has to be mindful to watch and be aware of what's going on, creating that great ground for that crop to be nurtured. You can't have other people planting seeds of negativity in your vision, around your goals. You can't do that. That's too big for you. They are a pestilence. They're the insect that they're in an infection right now. You have to guard against. You've heard Coach Adams say on more than one occasion that you have to guard against that negativity. Who do you have in your circle? You know, when I connected with this individual earlier today, just when they picked up the phone, I could tell that they were feeling a little dejected, just in the energy of picking up the phone. But in that moment, they got what they needed to be motivated, to be encouraged. And I'm often reminded that we have the responsibility to guard our ear gates as it relates to the words that people are speaking into your life, into your vision. If you allow those words to take root, remember we said earlier, are your habits sowing seeds for a profit, or are your habits sowing seeds that are becoming a weed? You're in control. So if you're allowing those negative words to take root, you've now allowed there to be this insect in the midst causing a disease for your harvest, for the seeds that you have planted. So you have to protect your seed. You have to guard your seed. No one's going to protect and guard your seed like you. You know, it's just like, it's so funny. You can say what you want to say, quote, unquote, about your mom, about your dad. They can say what they want to say about you. But, boy, nobody better not say nothing about my mama. It's fighting words. Or my daddy, it's fighting words. You better not say nothing about my child. It's fighting words. I can say what I want. You know what I mean? It's the same type of philosophy. I hope you're smiling and grinning right where you are. So the same is true that you cannot allow, you have to protect and guard that seed that has been planted. Is it harvest time? Do you know, as we do a quick recap before we take you into our last and then open up for questions and comments, do you know what season you are in? If you're expecting a harvest, you have to recognize that everything you sow will reap a harvest. But it is in that habit, those habits of your seeds that are sown, that will give you, yield a profit, the blessing, or a weed. Know what season you're in. When I'm saying know what season you're in, if you just planted that hard seed, you can't go back. Today is Monday, Wednesday, pick it up and look at it and evaluate it and take it out. No. You have to put it in the ground. You have to allow it the time that it needs to break open. You have to allow it the time that it needs for its roots to begin to establish and go deep. You have to allow it the time that it needs. You have to cultivate it and all of that before you see the harvest. When you plant, you need to know what is your expectancy. A farmer doesn't plant an apple seed and expect a lemon tree. When that apple seed is planted, it's clear what the vision is for the harvest. So you have to know exactly what your desired yield is. Plant according to the harvest that you desire. So multiple crops. This is not saying be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. It is simply saying that you may plant here at Motivational Mondays, and then you plant again Seeds of Empowerment at the 4 Hours of Power Wind Shop with Coach Adams, and then you plant again at the Winter Circle. Do you see the connection? It's not different seed. The harvest hasn't changed. But where you are planting the crops vary. Protect that seed. Guard that seed. Don't allow anyone to go and try to pluck that seed out of the ground with their negative words and their negative energy and their doubtfulness and their, you know, negativity and all of that. Pessimism, protect your seed. That is your responsibility. You have to protect your seed. And when you've gone through this process, the last and final in this process of sowing and reaping, the last and final is don't sleep through your harvest. Don't sleep through your harvest. If you've been planting the right seeds and cultivating and nourishing and protecting the right seeds after time, guess what? It's harvest time. Your harvest season will arrive. Don't be mistaken that if it's not what you anticipated it to be, your harvest can take more effort than sowing. And this is something, when I heard someone share this with me, I was like, wow, that's now it's time to really get to work. When the harvest time happens, you have to now go and pick the apples off the tree. You got to get your basket or whatever and start picking. But the harvest can be there, and you don't realize that the harvest is there. And, you know, this is one that I feel like many would miss. You may have career opportunities, different things that show up, and you may miss it. You may miss the opportunities because you are, quote, unquote, that was a snore, asleep. Don't sleep through your harvest. When clients start to come, take care of them. That is, that client is a harvest. When an interested party comes concerning your service, cultivate that. Nurture that. Work with that. So when you start to see the fruit of what you've been planting, don't sleep through it. I want to take a brief pause because I promised that I would open up and allow you, our global listening audience, to ask a question, to interact in today's discussion. So I want to take this time to open the lines up for you. It's amazing how quickly time flies. So this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you are currently engaged on the line. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. I would love to hear if you're getting anything from what was shared today on harvest time, ... or harvest time, ... One on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The interaction is always much appreciated, and we're really grateful for you taking the time to engage and interact with us. So want to hear from you. I want to also share with you and remind you that we are preparing for the next WinShop 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. If you have not already secured your space, know that now is the time. Our early bird registration closes today, but then we go into our standard reservation, and so I want you to be aware of that. You can visit ticketriver.com, www.ticketriver.com. If you are listening in and you want to continue this dialogue, maybe you didn't feel comfortable in asking a question today or making a comment live on the airwaves, I want you to know that we have a Motivational Mondays group. It's a forum, an open forum, that you are more than welcome to join in on socially. We love to continue the conversation. So let's continue the dialogue via social media and Facebook. It's our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, so you're welcome to join in at any time. Want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. On our next installment, we have a powerful in-studio guest that will be joining us. Every episode is always rich, so I encourage you to tune in. I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I want you to know that, as we were discussing earlier, July 29th is a date that you should pin on your calendar. As we mentioned and spoke about, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year in January and July, we host a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Know that you will receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Again, registration is open. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Maybe you want to become a sponsor and you want to sow a seed. You can do that as well at the same connection, or give our offices a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You don't want to miss any of our installments of Motivational Mondays. Again, you have just another couple of minutes before we close out today's live episode. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Other than that, we are so excited for this platform and the opportunity to share with you from week to week. And it is, of course, our desire to bring you quality programming that is valuable, that really adds to your journey, and that gives you tools that you would be more equipped to fulfill your assignment and this manifestation of your vision, achieving of your goals, and living out your dreams. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want to give you a quick summary of what we talked about again today. I want to make sure you didn't miss any of these powerful bullets around harvest time, because it can be frustrating when you're putting the efforts out there in the atmosphere and you're feeling like, I'm not getting this yield. And so we established that you must know what season you are in. If you've just planted that seed, give the seed time to break open. Give the seed time for the roots to establish. Give the seed time to be nurtured before you expect that harvest. When you are expecting that harvest, be clear on whatever you have planted. You will reap according to whatever you planted. So know, when I'm planting, what am I expecting? Sow multiple crops. So sowing in different areas so that if devastation happens in one area, you haven't put all of your eggs in one basket. If the basket, the bottom of that basket falls out, you're not left without other areas to begin to see and harvest. So diversify. Protect your seed. And in this protecting your seed, guard against those insects and those diseases that would try to attack your seeds that have been planted. Don't sleep through your harvest. This is key. Don't sleep through your harvest. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.